Hey, Workday Playdate peeps. Welcome to Workday Playdate, the podcast, the only meeting on your calendar that encourages dance breaks and deep breaths. Let's take a collective deep breath together right now. You could hear the snot in my nose as I took my own deep breath. Allergies are real, y'all. But this month, the month of May, we are honoring the mighty force that is the introverted leader. That is the theme this month, introverted leadership. We're talking about the leader, the one who doesn't need a spotlight to shine or a mic to be heard. You might not be leading the conga lines at the happy hour, but you are absolutely leading with presence, with purpose, and with quiet power. So today, we are digging into something both introverts and extroverts chronically avoid, but desperately need, self-care. And spoiler, it is way more than just cucumbers on your eyeballs. Here's the deal. Most leaders are running on fumes, myself included sometimes. We overgive, we underreceive, and we call that thing drive. We check in with our teams, but we forget to check in with ourselves. And it's not because we're bad people. It's because we have been taught that productivity trumps peace. But I have a little leadership reframe here for you, my peeps. Peace is productive. Skipping self-care doesn't mean that you're strong. It doesn't make you strong. It makes you a soon-to-be hot mess with a title. And that ends today. So you, yes, you, I'm talking about you, the one with the 47 open tabs and the cold coffee. You are checking on your team's well-being, but ignoring your own. You apologize for taking a lunch break like you just committed corporate fraud. You think rest is for the weak when it's actually for the wise. Let me tell you, my peep, I love you. You know I love you. This is real love. This is heart to heart. This is mano y mano talking. I am not here to coddle you, though. And you know that. I'm the real deal, pun intended. It is my last name. I'm here to haul you up. I'm here to help you rise up and step above this noise, because thriving isn't optional anymore. It is essential. So today, I'm going to give you a top 10 list. It's like David Letterman, but playful. Okay. And he is pretty playful. But think of this like top 10 list you would hear on David Letterman, but it's the top 10 out of the box self-care moves for leaders who want to thrive. So these are not in order of my favorite. I am just giving you 10 out of the box self-care moves that you can use to thrive, to stop thinking that rest is something for the week, to allow yourself to thrive and take a nap, to allow yourself to live your life. And I got to tell you this, y'all, I am experiencing this in real time. I'm just going to give you some real food for thought. I have been, I'm recording this at the end of April. It's going to air in May. And I was on the road basically for like 8 weeks. And let me just say this for free. I love it. I thrive in it. I could not and would not be able to just sit behind my computer in my house all day. That would not fulfill me. I need to be connecting with people. The stage is my home. I love it. Like, genuinely, I love it. But it also comes with a lot of logistics. It also comes with leaving my home, packing a bag, saying bye to my family, coming back home to my family, unpacking. It also is hard because I'm trying to keep up with my work at work while I'm on the road. And it comes with a price tag. Honestly, it comes with a lot of emotional and mental strain. And I love what I do. I don't want to stop. Let me say that. Let me just make it real clear to the universe. I love working. I love keynote speaking. I love facilitating workshops. Let me do that all day long. However, I was also at the same time planning a fundraiser here in my hometown of Charleston, South Carolina for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And I had never planned a fundraiser before. It was my very first one, and it took a lot of time and energy. I learned a lot. I have zero regrets. I was able to grant a wish to a kid here in South Carolina, which I feel really fulfilled by. But I burned the candle at every end. And so when I give you these top 10 out of the box self-care moves, like, no, I'm teaching you what I need to teach. And I'm going into May with an intention of purge. I'm calling it the great purge. I am taking things off my calendar that no longer serve me. I am saying no to things that don't align with my purpose and what my intention is right now. I am dialing back on what is draining me and dialing in on what fuels me. So this top 10 list is for you and for me today, and I hope it serves you. So let's get into it. I just wanted you to know you're not alone, and I'm not like sitting here, you know, preaching from a pulpit, and it's not like my eye isn't twitching some days, all right? I want you to know that even though I'm teaching you this, I'm still living as a leader myself, and I need this reminder just as much as you do. So let's get into it. Number one, I'm calling number one the no diet. Just like my great purge, you are going to start saying no with confidence. I want you to trim the fat on your calendar and get lean with your energy. Start saying no, like it's a kale smoothie. Nobody wants a kale smoothie, and it's going to be a little awkward at first, right? But surprisingly energizing. When you first have that sip, you're like, oh, it hurts. This is weird. And you're like, wow, okay, these greens fuel my body. Protect your peace with portion control on obligations. Just to give you a little back peel behind the curtain, this month of May, I'm ending my philanthropy efforts with Make-A-Wish. I will always support them, but just this big push to raise money for Wish is over. I'm ending my assignment as room mom for my son's class, which I should have said no to, honestly, but I really did enjoy getting to see him a lot at school, and it meant so much to him. I'm ending some things and meetings and things that I just don't feel like serve me and are where I am in my life right now as well. So I'm on the no diet with you. All right. So that's number one, the no diet. Number two, y'all, I got weird with this. It's called the calendar colonoscopy. Yep, I said it. You are going to review your calendar and you are going to remove anything that doesn't align with your values. If it's not a heck yes, it's a cancel with confidence. So examine your commitments. Are they serving you or just keeping you busy? And I got to tell you, I had a lot of things keeping me busy during this great purge. I realized I was in some group chats that like I was never going to do the thing that the chat was about, which was like a 5 a.m. morning workout. And I was like, y'all, I know myself. I'm out. And I just exited the conversation. That calendar colonoscopy, let me use that again, it's protecting your peace. It is allowing you to cleanse. And if I'm keeping it 100 with y'all, like, why do I go here? I'm just going to do it. I didn't get a colonoscopy, but I had a great cleansing. We'll call it a colonic. When I went to Mexico City recently with my family for my son's spring break, we went over the Easter holiday week. And let me just say, I had a great time. And then Montezuma's Revenge hit. And that's when I realized my body was like, you need to cleanse. There's too much. It was a metaphor for me to get rid of a lot of things in my life. And so the body knows. The body keeps score. It's real. So I know we're graphic, and now you know a lot about me and my bowel movements, but here we are. Okay, number three, the one-minute wiggle. This is going to sound silly, but you're listening to Workday Playdate, so you're welcome. I want you to set a timer. I want you to put on Beyonce, put on Bublé, whatever it is. Shake it like your quarterly goals depend on it, because sometimes they do. Your body is not a desk accessory. Get up and groove for 60 seconds. Science says it helps. So does Beyonce. I'm going to tell you this. I have a sign in my kitchen that says, in this kitchen, we dance. And I mean that. We play music in my kitchen all the time. When I go downstairs, if I'm making myself lunch in my workday, when I work from home, I'm playing music that fuels me up. And I might get a little groove while I'm making a smoothie. While I'm putting that kale smoothie together, my little booty is doing a wiggle. And it feels good. And it brings me joy. So that's just a little minute self-care moment for you throughout the day. Number four. This is my favorite. Calling this one Napflix and still chill. Napflix. Okay. So instead of doom scrolling on your phone, I want you to try a 20-minute screen-free break. I am really trying to break my screen habit after my son goes to bed. It's like a lifelong breaking habit. I want you to do something different. Instead of picking up your phone, stare out the window. Listen to your breath. Do a meditation. I want you to do something that fuels you. Read a book. Read a book. Lay down. Reboot your brain like it's your Wi-Fi router. I want you to step away from the screens. Let your mind wander to actual creative solutions and not just Slack notifications. We were not meant to be on all the time, y'all. It's exhausting. So Netflix and still chill is number four. Number five. I love this one too. I love them all. They're fun. Number five. I'm calling this Vampire Hours Be Gone. I want you to protect your bedtime like it's a VIP invite to Oprah's house. Sleep is your superpower. It is not a luxury. You're not going to be on your phone and emailing at midnight anymore. You need sleep like the successful CEO of your own energy. And I've recently been listening to a lot of podcasts and a lot of sleep studies because this is my problem. I have a great morning routine. I've owned it for years. My evenings just get taken away from me because I'm so tired. I can't think productively or like what my body actually needs. So I just sit and I sit on my phone and I scroll aimlessly and I shop and then bed and I'm like, okay, maybe I still need to look at this app and check what, you know, what's going on in my Amazon cart. No, don't go to Instagram. Oh, there I go, opening Instagram. I've hidden my Instagram app from myself on my phone and I still find myself there sometimes at 10 p.m. So you are going to protect your sleep. Find a time that works for you to put your phone down. One of my biggest mentors, Gabby Bernstein, does this. She had a bed made for her phone, which is just, I think, hilarious. And she puts her phone down an hour before she wants to go to bed. So if you want to go to bed by 10 p.m., you put your phone in its own bed by 9 p.m. I think I'm actually going to start implementing that. Nothing that is texted past 9 p.m., unless it is an emergency. Like, unless somebody is hurt, you should have those emergency contacts like removed from your silent notifications. Nothing at 9 p.m. needs to happen that can't happen the next day at 8:30 a.m. I'm just like, I'm so done with the night texting. I cannot even do it anymore by 9 p.m. anyway. My brain is just fried. I have nothing to give. So let those vampire hours be gone. That's number five. Now, number six, we're talking all about vampires yet again, but this time, we're going to say no thanks to energy vampires. You know who I'm talking about. Those people who just suck up all your energy like blood. Like they are like digging into your leg. They're taking it all out. Okay. They make you feel like it's a Monday every day that you talk to them. I've heard somebody say this too. Jennifer Gottlieb said, there's two types of friends in your life. There's treadmill friends and there's couch friends. And treadmill friends are the friends that when you get done hanging out, you are fueled. You were like, man, that was a great workout. I am high on life. I feel good. I feel revived. My cup is full. And then there's treadmill friends. Those are the treadmill friends. And then there's couch friends, okay? And the couch friends are the friends who make you feel like you want to sink in the couch. You're tired. Your energy is gone. You are lethargic. You have nothing left to give because guess what? They have sucked it from your soul. That was very graphic and maybe a little too dramatic, but you get the picture. So you are going to distance yourself, and distance is a form of self-care. You're going to set boundaries with people who drain your light, and you're going to protect your vibe like it's on the endangered species list, okay? It is important. Your energy is your calling card. Your energy is your business card. Your energy is your resume. As a recruiter, I used to literally look at a resume and like, okay, can they do this job? And then the second they walked in the room, I knew if they would be a good fit or not just based on their energy. Protect it. You work really hard to get it where it is. You were in such a good place. I want you to say no to the energy vampires. That's number six. Number seven is fun. This is different. Listen, we got to try this out and prove it. And when I was researching self-care tips, this one came up. So I haven't tried this yet, but I'm going to give it to you. It's called silent meetings. Number seven, silent meetings. So you're going to give yourself and your team a cameras off, a mic off meeting every week, where somebody is leading it and they got to get through the agenda, but you can just chat it in. If you don't feel like talking, you just chat your answers in. everybody wins in this scenario. Things still get done. People are still collaborating in the chat box, but the leader is getting out the things on the agenda that need to be addressed. And the introverts are also getting a break and not feeling like they have to be on. So try that one too. All right. Now, here is number 8. Inbox zero is a myth. Stop chasing unicorns. Let me say this, okay, for free. I am an inbox zero person. I am. I have a couple of emails that sit in my inbox always, but my tendency is, okay, I need to get all these emails done by the end of the day, or I'm going to have this whole pile waiting for me tomorrow. So here's what I've done. I've set an email cap. If it can wait until tomorrow, it waits. You are a human. You're not a chat box. Your worth is not in your unread count. I want you to breathe. I want you to batch. I want you to delete. So what I do now is every morning I start off with a 30-minute email spree. I do as many emails as possible in 30 minutes. And then at the end of the day, I do 30 minutes too. So I do an hour of emails a day, which if you think about it, emails are a lot of other people's asks. So you're just giving an hour of the time that you could be using doing something creative or a project that needs to be done to answer people's questions. And so for me, I've really had to learn that when I go to bed, it's okay, my inbox is not complete. So allow yourself that space, my friend. Number 8. Okay, so that was number 8. Number 9 is the playdate principle. This is workday playdate, y'all. So you are going to schedule one thing per week that brings you pure joy. There's no ROI, no return on the investment needed. It is just play. For me, I got to tell you, I love just being able to go on a walk or a run. Like those things just give me joy, and being outside gives me joy. I know some people are like, you're psychotic that you like exercise, but guess what? It makes me feel good. And when I feel good, I manifest great shit. Okay? I'm just going to say that for free. So do something that brings you pure joy. If it's just sitting and reading a book, if it's going to your favorite coffee shop, if it's journaling, if it's taking your dog for a walk, if it's laying on the couch, do something that brings you pure joy. Just play. And number 10, you are going to book an LSD day. It is not a drug. It is not a drug. It's called a lightsaber day. And this is straight from the pages of my book, I See You, A Leader's Guide to Energizing Your Team Through Radical Empathy. And LSD day is a calendar clearing, soul restoring, joy inducing day where you do nothing that drains you. You are just giving to yourself. You're not hitting pause. You're recharging the whole dang system. So I'm actually doing an LSD day this Friday. If you don't know this, my team and I work four-day work weeks right now. That's an actor's warm up. And we started this in the end of 2023. It's been a game changer for us. We work 8.5, 9-hour days, Monday through Thursday. And then Friday, if we need to catch up on things, do sometimes. And then we check email at 11 and 4 just to make sure nothing is falling through the cracks, especially if we have an event going on, just making sure everybody's good to go. But we can do that from a coffee shop or the beach or wherever we are. And so that has been a game changer. But what we used to do prior to the 4-day work week is schedule an LSD day. And now I try to make every Friday an LSD day. So this Friday, I'm going to get my hair cut. And I love that because I just love I love people playing with my hair. It's so weird. I'm telling you so many weird things on this show today, but I love it because then I feel good when I leave the salon. I'm going to go to Home Goods, which is like my happiest place. I don't know what it is about Home Goods, just those little trinkets, all those little things I can fill my house with joy with make me so happy. And then I'm going to Trader Joe's because I love Trader Joe's. And there's only one in this town of Charleston. And it's like a full 2-hour experience because it's always packed. But I love some of the favorite foods that we get there. So we don't get them that often. So it's like a novelty. So that's my LSD day for Friday. And my son will be at school. I'll pick him up and then we'll have family time after that. So that is what an LSD day is. It's things that bring you joy, that lift you up. That's an intentional day for you. So speaking of energy saving genius moves, this episode is sponsored by Improve It and our newest offering of teams or 4 teams of 100 plus. It's called The Introverted Leader. It's an hour-long keynote that basically is a permission slip for your quiet rock stars to show up big. It is led by our very own Senior Director of Talent, Christy Vaughn. Christy's going to be on the show later this month. She's an improviser, a comedian, a certified introvert, and this session busts the myth that only loud leaders lead. She'll show your people how to embody a super character when needed, how to harness introverted power, and avoid the crash of overextending. So if you're planning a conference, an offsite, or just want to shake things up for a big group, go check out The Introverted Leader and tell them I sent you. You can go to learntoimproveit.com or send us an email at info@learntoimproveit.com. That's learntoimproveit.com. Okay, so we went through so many things today, but here is your homework. You are going to pick three of the self-care moves from today's list. That's number one. Pick three. Let me recap them one more time. The no diet, your calendar colonoscopy, the 1 minute wiggle, your Netflix and still chill, your vampire hours be gone, your say no thanks to energy vampires, your silent meetings, your inbox zero is a myth, your playdate principle, and the book an LSD day. You're going to pick one of these three moves and put them in your calendar. That is step two. Step three is actually honor them like you would any VIP meeting, because my peep, you are the VIP. Then I want you to text a fellow leader this episode, and I want you to say, hey, I'm done just surviving. You want to thrive with me. And that's your accountability partner right there. Remember, you don't earn self-care. You require it. Let's make thriving the new hustle. That's it, my peeps. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Workday Playdate, where burnout takes a backseat and play leads the way. Y'all, this has been a tongue twister for me. No editing allowed. All right, that's it. I will see you back here next Wednesday. And remember, every workday is a playdate waiting to happen.